Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's up, Ken?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad
no
to hear
problems.
It. I'm sticking with the backwards hat today.
I think it looks good on you, man. I would go with that style.
This is it?
I'm being honest. Yeah. All winter, you should just get more hats.
Well, what's wrong with this hat?
Nothing, but I mean, you don't want to change it up every once in a while.
Well, it's hard to get a hat that looks right. And I've never tried to get a hat that looks
that's
right
just
backwards.
A perfect one right there.
So this might just be my backwards hat.
I think once you get used to wearing the backwards hat, then you'll be able to be like, oh, I can get different ones.
I wore hats backwards when I was a teenager, probably a little bit, but it's tough. I stand out.
Yeah.
Just trying to be cool.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Not great.
It looks good.
Thanks. How's life?
Good.
No complaints?
None whatsoever.
Day two?
Of what?
Trump part two. I saw people doing day one, day two.
Your best friend yelled at me on Facebook.
Who's my best friend?
You know that girl.
You'll have to tell me later.
She worked here at one point.
Okay.
She worked here at one
friend,
point.
Yeah. Girl, that's already, he hates women.
That worked here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right down here.
Okay, he's going to write it down. What'd she yell at you for?
Well, she, you know.
Because I got a message actually last night from.
Oh, I know who it is.
I got a message last night.
The person
night.
You dog-sit
oh, okay,
for?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a message last night from someone who said that we really cheered them up yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, she yelled at me because she put something on Facebook that said, today's a good day for men to shut the F up.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was real like, men suck, you did this to us, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then I just posted under it, 6 in 10 white women voted for Trump. Like, what are we doing here? Like,
right.
You're trying to divide the party.
Yeah.
And we got to, like, do a bit. I mean, look, people know where I stand politically. Doesn't matter. Like, we can be friends. But, like, if you're a Democrat, if you are, then you got to be looking like, hey, 6 in 10 white women voted for Trump. The majority of white men still grasping for power. He made significant increases in young black men mm-hmm. and Latino men.
Yeah.
Like, let's not divide ourselves any further.
Right.
We're getting our ass kicked. Whatever we're doing isn't working. The message isn't working.
Well, that's
kudos
clear.
Kudos to Republicans and Trump. Like, kudos. Whatever the message was, what worked.
Probably paying attention to the working class.
Right.
I think that's
pretty
populist, important.
Right?
Yeah. So, you know.
I mean, I get it, but I don't think what we should be doing is like, hey, why don't you shut up? Why don't you shut up? Like, boy.
It's interesting that happened because I said something to Brooke just night
but
before
then
last.
She said something else, and I just said, you know what? You know, you can say men need to shut up, but, you know, I think I just said, you know, you don't get to lecture men.
Right.
When right. 6 in 10 women voted the same way.
Exactly.
Like, what are we talking about?
Exactly.
Like, everybody, if you wanted a Democrat to win, then everybody the centrist Democrats and the far left Democrats need to sit down and take their talking to.
Yeah, you guys got to figure your stuff out
right.
over there.
Right,
or you could just come over, you know, just right. join us over here.
Like, you know, it is what it is, but I mean,
no,
I was shocked. And by the way, Republicans, again, kudos. And kudos to Trump or his team or whatever for being like, you know, we could make inroads.
Is everybody?
Black dudes and Latino dudes.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have been in that meeting room, I'd be like, yo.
Let's not waste our time.
Yeah, what are we doing? And they're like, no. We're going to crush it.
Doubled their numbers
I'm
in
like,
Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're going to lose white women. Like, no, we're not.
Right.
No, we are not. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9, The Rock.
Yo.
Well, like I said, I don't always get excited about Thursday Night Football, but I am excited about tonight. And I know, Snowcone, you're not the world's biggest sports fan, but you're a Chiefs fan and you're a football fan.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good game because these are the two teams that are supposedly, you know, outside of the Bills.
More sensitive, right?
Yeah, supposedly going to be the two teams that could give the Chiefs the most trouble in the future. And even though Cincy has been, you know, they've struggled a little bit earlier in the season.
Yeah,
but I think, and I hear Nick talk about this, I hear people on the Fan talk about this. For whatever reason, Burrow does match up well against the Chiefs. He does well against the Chiefs. So if they have to play Cincy again in the playoff, you know, it's like, which team do you think the Chiefs play better? The other thing that's so weird is I thought Lamar just kind of had a bad record with Mahomes. Maybe Mahomes was in his head.
Right.
There were a couple times where the Ravens were like undefeated and they were favorites and the Chiefs go in there and they still win. Last year's AFC championship
Baltimore.
Happened again. And so I thought maybe it's a Mahomes thing, but I was looking at his stats and just in the playoffs, he has a sharp decline.
Right.
So it could just be a playoffs thing. So it's like you have both of these things to consider. Which team would you rather have
to play?
Let me
back up real quick because people always say that, and I know, and Aaron Judge and guys who fail in the playoffs and Lamar and everything else. And this isn't making excuses for him because there are guys like Mahomes, Brady, Derek Jeter, you know, guys who step up, Giancarlo Stanton, whatever. The names go on and on and on. Freddie Freeman,
Eisenberg.
Who step up in the playoffs, right. But it gets harder to win in the playoffs because the teams are better.
Yeah.
We always do that. Like, oh, they're, you know, they're all good in the regular season. It's like, yeah, because
they're playing the Raiders.
They're playing, you know, maybe he got, you know, 6 touchdowns against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, once you go, you know, you play the Chiefs in the playoffs, harder to win.
Right.
It's harder to win.
Yeah.
Like, why is, you know, Aaron Judge bad in the playoffs? Well, one, it appears like he just ain't that guy. And two, he's facing better pitching because the teams are better.
Yeah. My thing is, like, the Bills, the Bengals, and the Ravens all play the Chiefs well.
They do.
They're all tough teams.
Yeah.
So to say, which one do you choose? Well, you know, I don't know. I wish it were the Raiders again, for being honest.
Right,
but
sure.
Of those three teams, I think they all play the Chiefs well. I think a lot of times it becomes close to a coin flip. You give the Chiefs 3 points, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Because of their record.
The Chiefs are
going
to be hard to beat. They have the best quarterback.
And now they've got an amazing
wide receiver. If there was a team that I would hope get knocked out before they face the Chiefs, is the Ravens.
That's the team. I mean,
because I feel like if they just, you know, they haven't been able to pull it off, but they have a good game plan.
And they're due for a win.
And they understand, you know, if there's a way to beat the Chiefs, which clearly there isn't, but if there's a way to beat the Chiefs, I think you just run the ball and keep time of possession and keep that ball out of Pat Mahomes' hands.
Which they're good at doing.
If you can go four yards, right?
Yeah.
If you can do that, you got a shot.
By the way, they lost last time because the dude was wearing the wrong color shoes. I mean, we're talking about less than a quarter of an inch.
Right.
So that's how close these teams are. I know the Chiefs have changed since then. I know they got D-Hop now. It's a little different team. But still, either one of those teams. Now, for whatever reason, too, I think if we go back and look at the record, it seems like Burrow has beat Mahomes more than Lamar has.
I mean,
so you got that to think about,
sure.
too. But then I also, part of me just goes, even though this is just dumb, I go, the Ravens are due for a win. Eventually, they'll beat the Chiefs. You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
This talk about who should the Chiefs play, who do they match up against better. I don't know. They're all tough teams.
Yeah.
But watching tonight will be interesting.
Yeah.
So what are your locks for tonight?
I would say...
And do you like these guys real quick? Are you a Lamar fan and a Burrow fan? Because I kind of am. I like both of them.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I usually hate other quarterbacks.
I like Lamar better than Burrow. I don't like Burrow.
I kind of like him. He's a little...
I don't like him. He's a little showy.
You think? But that's... I don't know. Cincinnati
means
something.
I mean, I get why people would like him. And if I was in Cincinnati, I'd love him.
That's what I mean, I guess.
But the whole pink suit thing, like, I get
Frosty
it.
Frosty tips.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. He's a character.
I like Lamar a little bit better, but I don't love him. I never have. Even when he was at Louisville, I didn't love him.
I like him a lot. Yeah,
love
of course.
The way that guy runs.
Of course.
Like, I'm like, all right, go get it. My lock would be to take the Ravens.
Okay.
And Derrick Henry score the first touchdown.
Okay.
But that's risky because, you know, if Cincinnati gets the ball first, they happen to throw a touchdown, then you lose. So, you know, depending on what you want the payoff to be, then if you're like, well, I don't want to risk it because they might not make, I would say Ravens, Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown.
Okay. Got it.
Now, if you wanted to really make money, I would say Ravens, Derrick Henry first touchdown, Derrick Henry last touchdown.
What about Derrick Henry to record 100-plus yards?
Yeah.
Anytime touchdown scorer, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I feel like those are good, right? This is where it gets a little tougher. Jamar Chase to record 100-plus receiving yards.
I wouldn't bet anything on the Bengals. Just because I don't know him well enough, and I feel like...
You're betting on Chase and Henry to both get 100 yards and both get a touchdown.
I don't know about Jamar Chase. I really don't.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Just,
I mean,
I lost some money yesterday in those handball and Slovakian soccer games, so I got to win it back.
Well, what would it pay if you did the Ravens and then Derrick Henry first touchdown and Derrick Henry last touchdown?
I don't know. I'll build it and I'll let you know.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
We are about to do the news, my friend.
Yeah.
Funny how yesterday, every single thing, I mean, it's not surprising, every single story in the news was about the election. That was it. And I was wondering what other stuff is going on that we're not hearing about.
Right.
Because they're only covering the election.
Right.
With everyone covering the election, there should be a website that says, we do all news and there's no politics. So
right.
When you get these crazy stories are happening every day, we promise even on election day we'll still get them to you. Then today, start reading the news this morning, they're back. We got all kinds of crazy stuff.
Okay.
We got people caging up kids in their yard with a dog.
I assume
it was in the yard. Was that in their yard, snow cone, or was it in their house?
I'm not really clear.
It was in a cage.
A kid was in a cage?
A toddler was in a cage with the dog. They arrested a lot of people.
Like for a
five
long
people.
Time?
Doesn't say how long the kid was in there, but...
Maybe the kid wanted to be in there.
You know, it reminded me of being put in the toy chest, and my brother sitting on it. You know, he didn't get arrested for that, but maybe he should have.
Well, I'm sure it's abusive, but, you know, boys will be boys.
Right. And also, maybe this kid was on punishment. You know, I don't...
Well, maybe he just said, I want to go in the dog cage with the dog.
Yeah, maybe...
Like,
they
if
were...
you loved your... I don't know, man. If you loved your dog, like, you know, that's my fur baby.
Yeah, how big was this cage?
Yeah, so, how long was he in there? Was it like 8 weeks, or was it...
Yeah, that's important.
10 minutes.
That's important. Because we've heard those stories where someone locks a kid up in in a loft or whatever in the attic. And...
But if you let your kid in the... dog's crate when it's little.
I'm sure a little kid's getting the dog crate.
I would imagine. So I
just
really got to
think. I don't know. I don't have a little kid, but I have a dog. I would imagine that, you know, occasionally they try and get in there. This sounds like it's not one of those situations, though. This sounds like it's a pretty bad situation.
Okay.
And I am judging a book by its cover. I saw their mug shots, and I think they probably aren't great caregivers. But, you know, you're not supposed to do that. I know, but...
Well, we'll delve into it.
Yeah. Oh, and I got to tell you guys about this movie. Did you guys see the trailer for this new movie? You'd know what I'm talking about if you saw it. Okay. I'll tell you in a second.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters, with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
The news, my man.
Right.
Well, I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff to talk about besides the election, and there is, but there's a little bit of leftover election stuff, like Harris's concession speech that she gave to supporters. I saw her... running mate Tim Walz, right? Saying that right? He was very, very emotional. He's brought to tears. I saw people in the crowd
who
were very emotional. The vice presidential candidate with Tim Walz, right?
Tim Walz.
He had tears coming out of his eyes. They showed a girl in the front of this crowd who had his hat on.
We're losing elections, boys. Just grown men crying on TV.
And then the next shot they show is a girl in the front, and she's got a hat on that says Taylor Swift, and she's crying. I'm not kidding. And then it goes like this.
While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign. Hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright. as long as we never give up, and as long as we keep fighting.
Never give up. Never surrender. But she's, isn't that speech about, I give up, you win? I did hear Biden
she
say.
She conceded.
She conceded. I did hear Biden say that he's going to be there. He's going to come to the, you know, inauguration or whatever, the transfer of power.
I heard that he called him.
Yeah, congratulated him.
Yeah, and said, you know, hey, peaceful transfer of
power. Yeah, and he's going to go,
which is good.
Trump didn't do
that. It'll be the first time.
The first time.
Because Trump didn't do it to Biden.
Right.
So, you know, Biden will do it to him.
Yeah. So, everyone is worried about, you know, civil war breaking out. I haven't heard anything in the news about that yet. So, see, you know, getting angry on Facebook, it sounds like. But you know what? Stay off Facebook. That's all you got to do. Just stay off Facebook. If it's making you angry, don't look at it. Just go, yeah. I mean, you know, you can go look at Marketplace for used vacuums and stuff, but stay off people's posts. You know, you don't need to see that stuff if it upsets you. Or if you want to go fight. Be miserable. Prince William, he does a lot of good, apparently. You know, the royals, they've got all this money, and they have to use it wisely. No. That's Prince...
Harry?
Harry.
I don't know who William is.
Prince William's going to be king. He's the guy who balded early in life, and he's married to Kate.
I can picture him.
And Kate...
Isn't the other one married to a Kate?
No, he's married to a Meghan, I think, right? Isn't that her name?
Meghan Merkel?
Is that right?
Merkel, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the...
He's the one that left.
Who's the lady in charge of Germany?
Angela Merkel,
yeah.
Wow, very close.
She's
names.
Done, but
she's not in charge anymore.
No, she's been out for a while. I don't know the new guy's name. I've seen it before, but I don't know. Snowcone, look that up. But everyone's worried about Princess Kate because she announced that she had cancer. There was all these rumors and conspiracies because she hadn't been seen in public for a long time, and then people said that these photos she was releasing were photoshopped. I know Snowcone got involved. He agreed that the pictures looked photoshopped, and she finally admitted, "Yes, okay, I've been hiding an illness." I have cancer.
Walter Steinmeier.
There you go, Steinmeier. She finally made it. Yes, I have cancer, and I'm not well, and I'm being treated. So she's been going through chemo. Well, now, apparently, she's doing well. And Prince William was doing something in South Africa, you know, environmental stuff. Giving out awards to people who do good things for the environment. And he said, Princess Kate is doing great now. Princess.
She's doing really well, thanks. And hopefully she's watching tonight and cheering me on. But no, she's been amazing this whole year, and I know she'll be really keen to see tonight be a success.
You know, I don't know much about the royal family, but I do like those two. I like William and Kate. They're a good-looking couple.
Oh.
I'm glad she's okay. Shouldn't be getting cancer that young. That's
that sucks,
scary.
That
really sucks. Yeah. Moving on. The holiday season is close.
Upon us, even.
Yeah, Brooke asked me this morning if we could start putting up Christmas stuff. She said it might improve her mood after the daylight savings.
Christmas lights up in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I said, well, I mean, I guess we could. It's awfully early. See, and I go from, my Halloween stuff is really very Halloween. The only fall stuff I ever, those lights that you got me. They're like light up oak leaves or something, sycamore leaves, whatever they are.
I have a lot of fall stuff because I figure I can get more out of it.
Yeah,
so I have a couple skeletons, and then I just take those off. But the fall stuff stays up. I can keep that up.
Yeah,
into December.
Yeah, my mom gave me some stuff. We've got like fall colored quilts, and there's a basket that's got fall colored decorations. Got a fall colored thing on the door.
Decorations.
Yeah, stuff like that. But she wants Christmas decorations up. I'm like, okay. Also, though, a lot of people are already starting to shop for Christmas because there's not that many paychecks left until you got to buy this stuff. Lazo gets it done early. Keeps an eye on it throughout the year.
I do. And I just, like, as we get close, like somewhere in October, I have a note section where one of my kids brought up something. I'm like, okay, buy it. Just buy it now. And it's way too expensive, but it's like if you just do it that in October, it doesn't kill you. You know what I mean?
Yep, I know.
You know, my mom would always be like, you know, you buy them too much. I'm like, yeah, I've been buying it since September.
Throughout the year.
So it's like one thing here, one thing there, you know. And I probably would have bought it for them and gave it to them then.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, oh, once it gets to like September, I'm like, don't give it to them.
Yeah.
And I'll tell them, like, don't open up boxes that come starting in September.
Yeah.
Not allowed to.
And taking the notes is good.
Chacho was super excited because he texted me yesterday at his work and was like, a box came addressed to me from the University of Oregon.
Do not open it. Nice.
He's like, okay, save the box.
Man, he's great. He is great.
Yeah.
He said that was like a week ago he said he sent that stuff, right? That's awesome. Well, The reason that this is in the news, the holiday shopping season, is, and for some reason this is big news, I saw it and glanced over it, then I saw it again. By the fourth or fifth time, I'm like, okay, Jesus Christ, why are people so worked up about this? It's retailers are changing their exchange policies because there's these TikTok trends and I don't know, whatever they are, Twitter videos that show you how to rip these companies off. We talked about it a little bit when it was in the news a while back. They show you how to buy stuff, use it for a while, return it. You know, it's this whole scamming thing. So some retailers, including REI was a big headline today, they come out and said specific people are now going to be banned from returning things. They can still buy stuff from us, but they won't be able to return stuff because
they've had their name on it.
Like you're going to put you on a list because you've returned too much stuff. These are people that have returned, I think they said something like 80% of the purchases, or maybe it was 80% of the stuff they returned was worn or used, whatever it was. It was used, and they had returned over $1,500 worth of stuff in a month, something like that. There are people who do these videos to show you how to rip these companies off, and these companies are saying no more.
Some major retailers are changing their return policies to crack down on possible fraud. Outdoor retailer REI confirming to ABC News that a small fraction of frequent returners will be banned from any exchanges or returns. While these members are still welcome to shop with us, they will no longer be welcome to make returns or exchanges. Now, Target just announced a new right to refuse refunds and exchanges policy if they suspect fraud. Plus, Amazon tacking on a processing fee to items that have a high return rate.
Maybe this just doesn't seem like news to me because I don't return stuff that often.
I don't ever.
Like,
do
what
it.
Are you returning? Unless it's, you know, if it's clothes, you usually try it on. If you buy it online, then you know when you get it. At least I do. There's a chance this isn't going to work out.
That's
it, how much
buy
is it?
I buy it online anyway, but I'm like, God damn it. If it comes and doesn't fit right, I'm like,
I'm not going to spend $300 on a coat or something that I haven't tried on. But if it's a $20 shirt, and I get it. Maybe
more
for women's clothes, it's
whatever,
different.
You know.
Yeah, then I'm taking a chance. And if it's too big, you know, I give it to Snow Cone. He's a tall drink of water or whatever. But I just don't return stuff that often. I'm trying to think, really, if the only thing that I would return is if I bought an expensive, some sort of electronics and it didn't work properly.
Yeah.
I've done that. I bought a TV 10, 12, 15 years ago. And I turned it on and I thought it didn't look right. I didn't like it. And so I just took it back. And they're like, what's wrong with it? I was like, I don't like it. It doesn't look like it should. It's doing something wrong.
You took it back to the store?
I took it back to Best Buy. Yeah. And they just took it right back. And they immediately, while I was there, they're refunding me my money. They took the TV and they went and set it on the table of, you know, open box stuff. And they stuck a price tag on it. I was like, well, I know how much that's been used. And it's about 2 minutes.
Right.
I mean, so it makes me think about that other stuff. If, you know, and I'm returning just because I didn't love the picture.
Did you look at the price?
They'd taken, like, I'd say it was 40% off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it had gotten a lot cheaper.
You should have bought it.
I know. Okay, no, I'll buy it.
Use that
same money
you gave me.
I was surprised they put it out that fast because it's right there. I could have bought it.
Man.
Like, oh, I'll just buy it. I got a big discount on it.
I didn't like it at the price I paid, but at 50% off, I really like it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, but I get the whole return thing, I just don't return stuff that often. But I know there are people who do, so whatever. California, more wildfires, this time in Ventura outside of L.A., last I checked, we're at like almost 20,000 acres now, people leaving their homes, houses on fire. It is just so crazy. I see this up in the news, but to try to imagine that it's actually happening, I think that documentary we watched about that town in California that completely went up in smoke.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, I thought you did.
On
Hulu or whatever. Yeah. I thought you did. I mean, that really gave me a sense of like trying to put myself in these people's position and imagine your neighborhood is on fire. And imagine they're like, hey, we think the fire is coming this way towards your house.
Right.
Because part of me is going to be like, well, put it out.
Right.
What can I do to stop it from spreading? Can I you know, spray my house with water? Can I spray the yard with water?
But can I build a moat?
You just got to leave, and you got to watch it all burn down.
A massive, fast-moving wildfire tearing through communities across Southern California. Santa Ana winds up to 70 miles an hour, fueling the flames of the mountain fire. The inferno rendering water relief efforts from choppers ineffective. The blaze prompting evacuation orders throughout Ventura County, just north of Los Angeles.
Firefighters were right off the bat engaged in pulling people out of their houses and saving lives.
The mountain fire rapidly torching 10,000 acres and growing.
Oh yeah, we're well past that now. Okay, I'll just preface this with warning. I'm really pretty stupid. So I'm going to ask a question that's really stupid, I know. Why doesn't that happen here ever? Like, why don't, you know, you got woods alongside the interstate or whatever. Why don't those ever catch fire? I mean, I know we get these grass fires.
It rains.
But you never hear about big ones. We don't get enough drought. They're talking about this drought that we had up until this last thing. It was one of the biggest droughts. Is it just not, a drought here is very different than a drought there? Is that the issue? It's warmer and...
Yeah, and I think the droughts are probably longer and happen more. I'm just guessing. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah, I'm just
guessing the droughts are longer, it's warmer, it's hotter, and so the stuff becomes more flammable. Like, as long as there's a consistent rain flow, some of that stuff probably stays wet. Harder to start on fire for a long period of time.
We had one here once that I know of, and it was maybe within the last 5 years. I think it was. I drove home, I had to stop at Walgreens, and I got out of my car, and it smelled like someone was doing a campfire, right? It just kind of smelled like campfire smoke. And then I got home, and I realized I still smelled the campfire smoke at my house. And my brother lives in Independence. And we were texting, and he said it smelled like campfire smoke where he was. So then I got online, so everybody was talking about how it smelled like smoke. Do you remember this snow cone? And the fire had been somewhere over, I think, by Legends. You guys don't remember this fire? And if you were, the way the wind was blowing, it went all the way, you know, I guess southeast, and my brother could smell the smoke all the way out in Independence. That's the only time I ever remember that happening. But I don't think it burned anybody's house down. I don't know. That would suck. Like, of all the natural disasters, you got hurricanes, tornadoes, microbursts. I'll put those in there because they freaked Lazo out when he got here. I hate those. Wildfires. You know, which ones are the scariest? Hurricane, because you got to get the hell out of there. Yeah, God damn, man.
I always argue that because I grew up in Florida. Like, you have time to leave.
Yeah.
The other stuff that happens fast, that's like the microbursts and the tornadoes are worse.
Yeah, the microbursts.
The earthquakes are bad.
Oh, earthquake. I love that earthquake.
You know, we live on a fault line, but we haven't had one in 30 years. But if we do, it'll destroy everything. I'm like, well, but you still built buildings on it. They're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, all right, well.
Yeah.
When we were in Seattle and the building started shaking, I'm like, what?
They had springs on the bottom of all the new construction. You could see these giant mechanical springs and parking garage. They all had to be built to code.
To me, anything that gives you time.
Yeah.
Wildfire, hurricane, those are the least of my worries.
Okay, earthquake gives you no warning, you're right.
Earthquake, tornado, and microburst is number one. Apparently
that's still not
I think it's just meth houses in Independence. I don't think it's real. They're like, look, the house just exploded. I'm like, where? And they're like, just outside of Independence.
Jesus,
I'm like,
man, you in Independence.
That's a meth burst, not a microburst.
God.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
What's going on, Kim?
Well, I'll go ahead and give you this story since I've talked to you about it so much already. Five people arrested after toddler found locked in cage, covered in urine and feces. Five people are in custody after a toddler was found caged in a Carrollton home Monday, according to the Carrollton Police Department. I believe this is in Kentucky, right, Snowcone? Not all that familiar with Kentucky. I've been to Louisville. Had a good time there with Laszlo. Officers responded after they got a tip about a child being caged in the home. When they arrived, they found a two-year-old boy unclothed and locked behind a wooden and metal enclosure that was secured with a padlock. That's what the department said in a release. Arrest reports say that the area where the child was being kept was covered in urine and feces all over the floor.
Not good.
Authorities secured the scene and conducted a search warrant on the home. Two children were removed from the home by the Cabinet of Health and Family Services. They didn't provide any more details on that. Five people were arrested. I'll show you their mugshots, Laszlo, if people want to join us. Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. These are the people that arrested. You got some grandparents in there. I believe Tattoo Face Guy is the father.
Oh.
And the younger blonde girl is his girlfriend, but they don't say that she's the mother.
Okay.
Now, here's my thing. The police, the tip apparently came to them from like a delivery person, like an Amazon delivery person, someone like that. They saw...
From an Amazon delivery person was like, hey, that's a kid in a cage?
Something like that.
Through the window or is a kid outside?
Not sure, but they said in the house. If you read the story, they said he was found in the house. So, yeah, he must have seen it. Maybe they opened the door, you know, to take the package. I don't know. But he or she saw something, and they alerted authorities, and the cops get there. My question for you is, you got five people arrested.
Mm-hmm.
The father is there. It doesn't appear that the mother is there, because they don't say that the girlfriend is the mother.
They don't, and they probably would.
One of the older people is a grandparent. You got a great-grandparent in there.
Oh, nice.
All five of these people are in the house where this toddler is caged up with the dog covered in urine and feces naked. Are they all equally culpable? And if so, because I kind of think they are. You're all there. You're all adults. I think you're all equally culpable. And what should the punishment be? I say it's bad.
Trouble.
Do that
really
to a kid.
Really? Yeah. You're in a lot of
trouble.
These
older people can die in prison. I think that's where they belong.
Totally fine.
I think they should die in prison. And as far as the younger couple, I don't know. If you tell me they're going to die in prison too, I'm okay with
totally
that.
Totally fine.
That's a kind of broken person that I don't know you can fix. You put your child in a cage, you know,
naked
with dogs covered in...
I don't know what the punishment is, but it's a lot.
Lock them up.
I mean, what do you get for torture?
Exactly.
What you
that's
get for torture of a child.
Absolutely. That's
whatever
what
that is. It's torture of a child, and so what do you get for that? I'm guessing it's a lot.
It should be a lot.
25 to life.
I'd be fine with all five of these people getting. And you know that at least one or two of them is going to try and make a defense that, well, I didn't know. I was only there. Bullcrap. If you're in that house, no, obviously if the delivery person saw it, you saw it. You're all adults there. Someone should have done something, and none of you did. You're all going to prison, I hope.
Yeah,
and you can
for
all,
a long time.
You can all stay there. Speaking of going to prison, you know, we know going to prison in the United States isn't necessarily luxurious, but we hear these stories about other countries, and you go, oh, locked up abroad. They make it seem like these other countries are so much worse. I don't know. I've seen those Rikers Island, MSNBC things around in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It didn't look like it's very good there either.
No, it looks bad.
But you know this fella from a pop group, One Direction, that died? Remember that story about
Harry Styles?
No, he's alive as far as I know. Liam Payne. I'd never heard of him until he died.
Yeah.
Remember, he died in Argentina, and there's a lot of rumors about what was going on, but apparently he was acting erratically. There were 911 calls that I couldn't understand. I think it was in Spanish or something. I don't speak it, but he was apparently on, they thought he was on drugs, drunk, something like that. He'd had a history of drug abuse. I think he'd just gotten out of
rehab. Or something, right?
Yeah. And they thought he was, you know, being threatening in some way. So they call the police. And then it ends up, he's dead. Looks like he jumped off of a balcony. Only four stories? Five stories, right?
I thought it was three, maybe.
Yeah, it wasn't very many. Because remember you saying that doesn't seem like enough to purposely kill yourself. Like, did he fall? Or did he jump?
It's enough to die, but if you're going to purposely kill yourself, it feels like you'd make sure.
Yeah. Well, so this happened in another country, but it reminds me a lot of Matthew Perry's death. Because when Matthew Perry from Friends died, suddenly they're investigating everybody. All right, who got him the drugs? We're arresting these cops. If you're a celebrity, they tend to do that. I, you know, know people who have overdosed from bad drugs and never heard of any follow-up. But if you're a celebrity, and it seems like the same thing's going on here with Liam Payne. Because now the police there are investigating. They raided the hotel, and they're raiding the homes of people who work at that hotel. So if you were there working there, there's a chance the cops have come to your house. I'll explain here in just a second.
The investigation into the death of former One Direction singer Liam Payne intensifying. Authorities now focusing on three people as persons of interest. This as authorities conducted 9 raids this week, including the homes of 2 hotel employees, 2 escorts, and a friend of the pop star, confiscating possible evidence, including cell phones, marijuana, 1 hard drive, and 3 laptops. Okay. Investigators also searched the hotel lockers of staff and reviewed security footage from the hotel.
So there's a lot of people there that were getting their houses raided, being, you know, interviewed by police, having to give over their phones. God, giving over your phone. I watch a lot of true crime, and that's the first thing they take. And I just think, you know, when you discovered delete tweet 10 years ago, whatever that was, you know, I think there should be something like that for people who are doing bad things on steroids, where it just wipes your phone. Once every couple days.
It's called a microwave.
You just wake up in the morning and your phone has been completely wiped and it's clean. Maybe some people do that. I don't know. The thought of handing over my phone, there's nothing illegal there. But I don't want you looking through my phone.
I feel like even if you wipe it clean, they can still find it. I don't know.
It depends.
Like,
a lot of times they don't. Because these people, they'll use that as evidence. Oh, he wiped his phone clean.
Yeah.
And so that's evidence that he must have been up to something bad. But they never say that I've seen that they got anything off it after it's truly wiped. Maybe it's possible, though. I don't know. But just having the cops come to your house because they're like, yeah, you were working at a hotel where a celebrity died, and so now we're investigating you. It's because, now the escorts and the hotel workers, I assume this is all because of the same thing. They're trying to figure out who gave them drugs. They think someone sold them drugs, and they want to know who it was. And obviously they suspect escorts, staff members, whatever. But I just think this is another lesson. This happened in another country. If you're a dealer, I know it's tempting. These celebrities have a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't sell to them.
Oh, go ahead.
I know you argue this with me. Same thing with Matthew
Perry. The markup to Matthew Perry is ridiculous.
I know it's tempting.
Whatever you're trying to sell the dude who works construction, man, he's paying the right price.
They texted about it, about Matthew Perry. Like, how much money can we get from this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's go get it. He's just got money. Like, you just throw out a number.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, I want to get high. And you're like, I'll be over in 10 minutes. But it's this much.
I know it's tempting, and I know that there were those messages about how they were going to overcharge Matthew Perry. That's what I'm saying. It is obviously tempting, but if something bad happens, they are coming after you. You kill me, they just pick me up and throw me in a hole.
Yeah,
that's it.
But, I mean, you know, I'm at risk versus reward.
I get it. I know.
When I'm already selling
somebody's
drugs.
Somebody's got to do it. Yeah, I guess. In Canada, they've decided they had their security department, whatever the hell it's called, review TikTok, just try and decide whether or not it's safe. They came back to the prime minister and the government and said, TikTok is not safe. It's a security threat. Get rid of it. So Canada has now...
Canada's had a problem with China for a long time, right?
I just don't... I don't.
They have.
Know.
They've had a political problem with China.
Okay. I didn't know that. But I know that they've now officially banned TikTok operations in Canada. That means the offices that were there, I think there were at least two of them in Canada, you know, that ByteDance or whatever the company is called.
That's it.
Is that still who it is?
Yep.
They had to shut everything down. They got to be done. But you can still access the app
in
Canada.
The federal government says TikTok needs to go. It's been ordered to shut down its business operations in Canada. For the millions of Canadians who use TikTok, a lot of question about what this means for the future. The app itself isn't going anywhere, but the headquarters, the offices, that infrastructure, that is shut down.
So that's interesting. They're saying you got to get rid of the offices, but we're leaving the app for now. That's what they're saying. I read multiple stories about it. All said the same thing. The businesses are done. You got to shut down. So they must have thought that they're doing something specifically in those businesses.
Pulling data or scraping it or something.
Yeah, maybe. But for some reason, you can still access the app. Well, I would think that whatever building offices in China could still harvest that data. But yeah, I mean, maybe it is. But I did think it's interesting that it's not the United States, because the United States has had all this stuff with TikTok, and now Canada has done it. I don't know what's happening with the TikTok ban in the United States, because they had so much time to... You know, figure out how to change the company.
That sale, right?
They were supposed to sell. They couldn't be owned by the Chinese parent company anymore, whatever. And they had until, was it January? I can't remember.
It was
but
like
we
3 months.
They were fighting it. I know TikTok was fighting it in court. They said that it was their constitutional right. It was free speech.
Right.
And that it was their constitutional rights were being infringed upon. So I don't know. Maybe that's where it ended. I need you guys to get on your computer or your phone, whatever, right now. Look up this trailer for this new movie. It's called Waltzing with Brando. Do you guys remember Billy Zane?
Yeah, Titanic.
Yeah, Billy Zane. You know, he might have played the Phantom,
he's
too.
He's the bad guy in Titanic.
He was in the 90s. They acted like he was going to be a big star. He was supposed to be another Brad Pitt. But
was he in Melrose Place?
Panned out. I don't know about Melrose Place, was he?
Damn, is that him playing Brando?
Look at how exactly like Brando he looks.
That's crazy.
I watched this trailer, and there are moments where I'm like, wait, is this CGI? That's Billy Zane playing Brando in this new movie called Waltzing with Brando.
You must go to Don Corleone.
Well, why didn't you go to the police? Why didn't you come to me first?
Cut. Were you happy with the way The Godfather came out?
I don't think that's really worth talking about.
I own an island nearby.
That's Billy Zane.
It's more beautiful than words can describe, and cinematography can capture, and I want to move there.
Yeah, so he looks exactly like him. If you get a chance, don't do it while you're driving. But
just looking at his face, even with the bald head, you're like, oh, he does look like Brando.
They did side-by-side shots. I was watching this thing on YouTube. They took clips from the trailer and put it next to actual pictures of Brando and The Godfather and other stuff. It's crazy. Some of them you really couldn't tell, other than one photo looked a little clearer and newer, so
off
you knew that was it.
Picture alone, I can't tell if that's him or not.
He looks exactly like him. I really thought at first they were just using deepfakes.
Right.
You know what I mean? That it was some sort of CGI thing, but apparently that's him. I guess he had it in him to look like Brando. Didn't take much. It doesn't look, you know, he's got makeup on.
Yeah,
I've seen a mouthpiece.
Now, you can see that he's pretty similar.
Exactly. Once you go back now and look at Billy Zane, you go, oh, I guess it makes sense that he would play Brando. So that movie's getting ready to premiere at one of those film festivals, you know, in some nice place. We should go. I know Snow Cone's real excited about the Bob Dylan movie.
Jesus Christ, I can't wait.
There's no movies that I can think of that I've been excited about coming out. Lazo has kids, so I feel like you still go to the movies occasionally.
I haven't been in a while.
I haven't either. What's out? Is there something good coming? It's almost Christmas. There's got to be big stuff coming. Another Avatar? Another Lord of the Rings? Another Batman? When's the next Batman movie? Hasn't it been long enough? I feel like the Batman was 2 years ago.
I don't know.
I guess it's all about the Penguin. But you like the Penguin, right?
I love it. Love
I think
it.
Everyone here gives
the
that
best show I've seen in a long time.
It's good.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yeah. So here's the story. It involves a car rental company.
Okay.
And this video has gone viral. It's on TikTok. It's on Instagram. There's YouTube videos about it. This guy rents a car from Hertz. I've never rented from Hertz, I don't think. Oh, maybe I did once. I might have once. I usually use... who's the people that used to say, we'll pick you up? Remember those commercials?
Avis?
Enterprise. I always use Enterprise. But anyhow, this guy rents an electric car from Hertz. They've been advertising. You know, Tom Brady, they got those electric cars. So he rents an electric car from Hertz. Now, there have already been stories, I guess, about people renting electric cars from Hertz, and then Hertz trying to charge them for gas, saying you still have to pay this much for gas.
Well, that's ridiculous.
There's no gas. Right. It was a whole other scandal. So in this story, Hertz apparently tried to collect $10,000, from this guy as a mileage charge because this customer booked this electric car, but it's an unlimited mileage rental. That's what they say it's called, an unlimited mileage rental. And somehow he returned this car with 25,000 extra miles on it. Now, I don't know how that's possible. Because
how long did he have it?
Like a month. So, and someone did the math. They said you'd have to drive it, like, if you drove it 70 miles per hour for 10 hours a day, it would take you 36 days to do that.
Okay.
70 miles for 10 hours a day, it would take you 36 days. So maybe he's driving 24 hours a day. I don't know. The backstory didn't seem important to this guy or to the guy who's working at Hertz. The guy working at Hertz starts arguing with him. He says, you're going to have to pay this $10,000. We're charging your credit card or whatever. And he's like, no, this is unlimited. It doesn't say anywhere that I'm limited. And the Hertz guy says, it doesn't say anywhere that you can drive at 25,000 miles. Like, what is
you're
happening?
You're going to charge this to $10,000 to my credit?
Yes.
When this literally, that's not even allowed. But I never signed.
You show me where it says I can't charge it.
It literally says to refer to this if there's anything extra. I've never signed anything saying that I could only go 100 miles a day or anything like that, or that I would have to pay more.
Right. But you also never, like you said earlier, you
just agreed, right? I never have signed that.
You never signed anything saying that. But you also never signed anything saying we allowed you to drive 25,000
no,
miles.
No, what kind of circular logic?
It is what 100,000
no,
miles?
No, it is not.
I mean, this guy working there—if this is real, it appears to be real—saying, you know, yeah, okay, you did sign that, but you also didn't sign anything that says I can't charge you $10,000. You never signed anything that says you can drive it specifically 25,000 miles.
Right.
So I guess the guy's profile. What's his name? Life is Son 3000. So I guess Hertz has—they found out about this video and they've apologized. And I will say, with car, it's like car rental places and airlines. If you complain about them on social media, they find it pretty quick.
Right. Okay.
Have you noticed that? Like, if you got a problem with one of those and you complain, if you've got just a few followers, they usually look into that. They seem to have whole teams that are watching social media. So I don't know if that's what happened here. But they put out a statement and they said customer satisfaction are top priority and we sincerely regret the customer's experience at one of our franchise locations. Blah, blah, blah. You know, per the terms of the contract, he will not be billed for the mileage. And they go on and on. But in that moment, the guy's saying, no, I'm charging you $10,000 to your credit card. And I get that sinking feeling of those times in my life where someone has put this bill in front of my face and said, hey, this is what you owe or else, and you don't have the money.
Why would this guy who works at Hertz, what's his problem?
I don't understand.
Like, why do you care?
Why does he
And I'm being honest, like, okay, you're a good employee or whatever, but why would you care so much to try to overrule the contract? Like, if the guy came in, I'd be like, God damn. You put 25,000 miles on this car? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, is it unlimited? And then he shows me the contract. I look at the contract. It's unlimited. And I'm like, oh, whatever.
Right. Why do you care?
Not my car.
Yeah. And now instead you've got Hertz.
And then when Hertz comes back to me and they're like, hey, I'd be like, oh,
is that unlimited?
Unlimited?
I don't know how he did it. Must have had it on autopilot or whatever, but somehow he did 25,000 miles on it. You know, and now instead you've got Hertz putting out this apology, and later in that apology they talk about how we're looking into that franchise and the employees or whatever. So it didn't do you any good. It did the exact opposite.
Right.
But still, they've already got your card. So at that point now, you know, that guy has presumably been charged $10,000. That could not happen on my card. It would say declined.
I mean, no.
But lots of people could. My girlfriend had her card on there, which is usually how we rent cars.
Right, sure.
Then they could have done it, and I would have crapped my pants. I mean, $10,000, and what do you do? How do you fight it? Now, with this, it's like they already put this on your credit card, so I guess you go fight it with the credit card company first and Hertz. Try and call someone else at Hertz. You try and do that. But when it's something that you go, oh, I actually owe this. I didn't realize this was going to be expensive, or I didn't realize that this bill wasn't getting paid. Those moments. I told you I had one once where my mortgage payment had gone up because of taxes. I didn't know that. So I had been getting behind on my mortgage without knowing it. They call me. I go on there. I'm like, oh, I need to get caught up, right? In order to get caught up, I had to pay a minimum of these mortgages plus fines. And they would not get rid of the fines. I thought, well, I'll talk to them. They'll get rid of the fines.
Right, sure.
They wouldn't do it. So they said, If basically, if you don't want to lose your house, you got to pay us $3,800 by Friday. And I'm like, okay.
Did you do it?
How the hell am I going to do this? Right? Like, I don't know how to do this by Friday. I don't want to give you that much money. Here, I thought I was like, you know, $500 behind or something from taxes. Now you want almost $4,000. Those sinking moments where you go, what the hell am I going to do? And for me, at least, I don't know about you, but those moments for me, I always have the thought of like, I give up.
Yeah, no.
It's always that big bill where I just go, I give up.
Yeah, I too. Like, I don't know. What are you going to do?
I'm done, right?
Well, I guess I'm sure they're going to take your house over late fees?
Because the mortgages weren't fully paid. So, you know, they're saying you're behind this many mortgages or whatever and you haven't paid the fees. So, and I don't know what the law is, how long you're allowed to be behind. I think it's longer. But I still, if I didn't pay it, they were just going to keep racking up fees that they weren't willing to get rid of. So
well, what happened?
I just had to transfer basically all the money that I had, put everything into one account, you know, and get them off my back. But then you just go, I just want to start over.
Do you have the same company?
I give up. Right now, it's switched. It seems to switch every, I don't know, 2 years. Does yours do that? They send you something in the mail?
Mine's been with that flag star or whatever for a while. I don't know.
I don't know whose mine's. I went to pay one time, and they said, you don't have a mortgage with us. And I went, oh, my God, they're taking my house. I don't read my mail. So I called them, and they're like, oh, yeah, we don't have your mortgage anymore. And I got that sinking feeling of, like, the sheriff's on his way.
Same thing happened to me. It was, but somebody else bought my mortgage.
Yeah, and then they say, call this company. I'm like, oh.
Was it like Mr. Bob Baker or something?
I think the one that I got switched to, I had something, Mr. Cooper. Have you heard of Mr. Cooper?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. I'd never heard of it before, but. And so, something called like Lakeview. I don't know.
That's mine. I think Lakeview is like this big, giant corporation.
I can't figure it out.
And they hire like different banks and stuff to do the processing for them.
Okay.
Because a guy from Lakeview called me. He's like, hey, man, we should remortgage your house. I'm like, I don't have a house with you.
Right. Who are you?
Right. And he's like, no, you do. I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I'm looking at it, right? It's Flagstar. He's like, yeah, no. We're the parent company of Flagstar or something. I'm like, wait, you guys own like banks? And he's like, yeah, we have these banks do our stuff for us, but we're the ones who own your mortgage.
And it's like, you know what? This doesn't sound very good. Then, like, I just wish it was like the 60s. I don't think this was going on. Why is this happening? I've never seen your name on anything, and now you're saying you own the mortgage? I don't get it. And they just switched your mortgage?
But I still play Flagstar?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Why I pay you?
I don't understand. And how is it that you're just switching the mortgage in the middle of the night, and then somebody calls me and says, hey, it's a new bank? It's like,
we sold your mortgage. I'm like, why? I didn't tell you you could do
that. Have you always been
allowed
to do
that? I thought we were partners here.
Exactly. No. I thought you trusted me. I thought we were in this together. That's why I've been trying to take care of this place. Well, I remember you had the guy come over to do plumbing at your house, and he wanted cash, and he was trying to be intimidating.
Right, he should come over and kick my ass.
Yes. How much did he want?
He quoted you one number and then, like, tripled.
Quoted him, like, $300.
Well, yeah, so I had a leaky bathtub.
Balloon knot.
Yeah. I had a leaky bathtub, and this guy comes over, and he's like, oh, yeah, he worked on it for a second, and then he's like, oh, you need to replace this part. I'm like, okay, well, how much is it going to be? He's like, $250. I'm like, okay. So then he's like, you know, we'll come over this weekend and do it. I'm like, okay. So I leave. This guy says he's coming over to do it, right?
Yeah.
And I leave. I think I go to my kids' baseball games or whatever. I come back home, and it's a different guy. You know, then I did, but it must have been somebody who worked for him.
I didn't remember that part. Okay.
Yeah, it's a different guy, but it must have been somebody who worked for him. And he's like, you know, this Roger guy sent me over. I'm like, okay. And he's like, man, you know, I went through and, like, he's
torn your house apart.
Yeah, cut a hole in the ceiling and all this stuff.
Well, you're gone.
Man, that's like $250. And he's like, okay, you know, well, you know, if I was a plumber, this would be a lot more expensive. Like, I'm talking to the guy. I'm like, all right, you know, I don't think anything about it. And then, you know, he leaves, and I'm like, all right, you know, I'll pay Roger, whatever. And Roger calls me, and he's like, it's like $2,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way.
And cash only.
Yeah.
Part of it, too.
And so they were like, well, you know, you knew about it. I'm like, I didn't know about it. And by the way, you quoted me $250. And they're like, yeah, but it needed the work. I'm like, you got to call me and tell me that it's going to be $1,800 more than you quoted me. Like, that's no, you stop whatever you're doing and you say, hey, this is a much bigger job than we thought.
Yeah.
We're going to have to cut into your walls and fix your plumbing. And then I tell you yes or no.
That's how it should work.
Didn't they not have receipts too?
For the stuff he went and bought.
But so go through all that. And the guy says he's going to kick my ass. We're screaming at each other on the phone, whatever. So I end up, I'm like, you know what? I just split $800. That's what you're going to get from me. Okay, so I pay him $800, which I'm not happy about.
No,
but I pay him $800. Like whatever. The goddamn thing 3 months later leaks again.
Yeah,
and we had to call our buddy.
The handyman.
The U-turn. No.
Oh, yeah. When we had Dick Ray, master plumber.
No, it was another guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My buddy. Yeah. Ray, Tanner.
Yes, Tanner. And he came over, and he had to tear out the ceiling again.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, the guy almost did it right.
Yeah.
But he forgot this part and this part, and that's why it leaked. I'm like.
It made no sense.
Yes.
Made no sense.
That's horrible.
Right. No, and Tanner wouldn't do that.
His name was Oren or something.
Okay.
That's close enough. If a guy with a roundabout name of Oren comes over and wants to do your plumbing, do not let him.
Does part of you think he did it right, and then when you argue with him, like, you know, took messed it up.
You know, that's a possibility. We never talked about that. Because you argued about it, didn't want to pay full price, and he secretly just, you know, just loosened something a little bit.
Came back.
Oh, okay.
It was done and all sealed back up and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can see, like, you know, I'm going to take this one thing
too.
But in a few weeks it'll be
right. No, because I had somebody come over, and I was arguing, like, you didn't even do it right, and there was some sort of term.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what didn't I do right? And I was like, well, you didn't put in this. And then there was a pause. And then he started arguing with me again. Like, it almost went through his head, like, oh, damn, maybe I didn't do that. I was like, what are you doing, man? Well, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! All right, so. I guess.
Nice shot. First beer of the day.
Oh, yeah. Do you need one?
Yeah.
Yes?
Why not? Sure.
I totally forgot. Oops. Someone's been sitting in my seat. No, I think that's from a couple days ago. Here you go, my friend.
We almost fell over the other day. So.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So, I don't think you're going to like this, Laszlo. Maybe you will. I don't know. Well, couples fighting. It's as old as time. I think fighting is necessary and therapeutic, you know. I years ago, I used to say to you, what if we'd call it a God machine or a whatever machine, and it had the answers. It was just the answer machine. You could type it in, and it would just give you, this is the truth. You know, you get an argument with someone, and you say, which is right, and this God machine would just give you the answer. I mean, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, we have it now. It's called ChatGPT. And so, yes, it's in.
Well, we had it with Google, didn't we, at some point?
A little bit, but now you've got this thing that's talking to you. And it's telling you, you don't have to go search through an article. You don't have to read through it and see what kind of advice, and if it pertains to your particular situation. People are now using ChatGPT to win arguments. And I saw one guy said he was complaining because he says his girlfriend does it all the time, which I'm surprised my girlfriend doesn't do because she uses chat. She hits her limit for ChatGPT every day on all of her devices. She uses it constantly. And I guess maybe we don't fight enough that she's thought to use it. But this guy said that his girlfriend uses it constantly. She'll actually leave the room and then come back and start fighting again. And he figured out that she was getting this stuff from ChatGPT. And she started telling him, like, no, ChatGPT says you're wrong. ChatGPT says you're being a jerk. Stuff like that.
Oh, really? Because, like, it'll make an opinion?
Yes, because they said, they talked to some experts. I think it was like Huffington Post or one of those websites. They talked to experts about it, relationship experts. And these people said it's actually not a bad idea, or not the worst idea, I think is what they said, for some stuff. And they said, especially if you can't afford a therapist. So they're not saying avoid it. They're saying it might not be the worst thing.
I hear a lot of people use ChatGPT as a therapist.
They do? I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it knows a lot about you.
Yeah.
You can ask it questions. Sure.
I'm old, so it took me a while to get in the habit of just using a Copilot is what it's called on Windows. Same thing. Of using it to, you know, like I was looking at cars with my brother, electric cars, and I'm thinking, what's the mileage of a 2023 such and such, you know? And instead of going to Google and then finding an article that shows me, I just ask Copilot, and it's like right here.
Right.
And it took me a while to kind of get in the habit of doing that.
I use it as a Google tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if I was younger, I would have, you know, started using it more sooner probably, but I can't deny the fact that I am not young anymore. So, but young people are using it to fight, and you've got therapists saying, yeah, it's not the worst idea, which is kind of crazy, but they said you've got to be careful.
At least it's accurate.
Well, right.
I don't like the idea of it giving an opinion.
That's the thing.
Because then I would be like, well, my ChatGPT said you're a bitch.
That they said there's a good chance that ChatGPT will back you up. If you give it leading questions, things like, is this person being a jerk? Or, you know, I think Laszlo's being a jerk. Am I nuts? stuff like that. So you can use it that way to make it, and then you can make the argument, see, ChatGPT says you're not fighting fair or whatever. And I don't like that, because here's the thing about fighting. Even though I know I'm right, obviously.
Sure, well, else you wouldn't be fighting.
Right. Sometimes there are things in there that are, they're not searchable on the internet. My weapon that I'm going to use is not a real disagreement over the facts of our relationship. That's what we're fighting about initially. You said this. No, I didn't. You do this. No, you don't. That sort of thing. But when I'm ready to actually start firing missiles,
sure,
it's not things that you're going to be able to look up on ChatGPT.
No.
My fights don't work that way. I guess other people's fights maybe work differently. They're actually fighting, saying, no, this is what you're supposed to do. You should do this much. I mean, like, what could you be fighting about that you're looking it up on ChatGPT? I think that you don't help out around the house enough. What kind of stuff could you be, unless you're actually arguing about, no, who was president in 1934?
And then, who cares? Like, that, right. Then the answer is there.
Right. When you're in a fight, at least in my experience, it's getting personal now because we're fighting.
Well, you make a good point.
It starts with an argument over something about our lives, which ChatGPT shouldn't know the answer to. Did I or did I not tell you this 6 years ago that I would never do this or whatever?
Right.
And then now, you know, is your brother an asshole? I mean, ChatGPT's not going to know the answer to that.
Do you think he's cheating on me?
Yeah.
Are you? I was trying to think, like, you know, what people are arguing about.
Are you a miserable bitch?
Right.
You know, let me look that up. He says I'm a miserable bitch. You know, of course it's going to say, no, you're not.
Let me, I'm going to ask ChatGPT right now if I'm an asshole.
Okay, you go ahead. But I think if this becomes a thing where my girlfriend is saying, hey, we need to have well-constructed fights, which is how they put it, these relationship experts put it, a well-constructed fight, and we're going to use ChatGPT, I would walk out of the house. I'm done. You're not using the God machine. You're not using AI to fight with me, because we're not going to fight about, we shouldn't be fighting about anything that you can search or ask ChatGPT about. Mm. If you say, is it okay for him to break an Xbox controller and scream out loud? Is that considered threatening behavior? That sort of thing. Well, maybe you can look that up. Well, come on.
I guess.
We already know the answer.
Right.
It's not great, but...
Well, ChatGPT wasn't there.
It's not
there.
The worst. Right, and ChatGPT wasn't there.
But no,
didn't
exactly
see what happened.
Right.
I think these guys on Call of Duty are cheating. So, you know, I can't imagine a scenario where we're arguing about stuff that you would search on ChatGPT. Did you ask it if you're an asshole?
I did.
And what did it say?
It said only of being a laid-back, funny, chaos-riding single dad who loves sports, chicken wings, and doesn't stress much about formalities.
Jesus Christ, it knows you.
Dude, it knows you. Do you don't use it that often?
Not that often.
Okay, yeah. It knows you. It knows every single thing that you've asked it, and it knows
everything. That's the thing. Everything you remember those ones I tried to use, and it was like, they don't remember?
They do.
Oh, Copilot does.
Right, that's what I was so trying to do. Remember I showed you, and I said, I asked over and over, do you remember
on the phone.
Of our conversation?
Yes, on the phone, it was saying, like on iPhones, it was saying that it doesn't store the questions that you asked.
Mine said that, too, but I think it's saying, like, I remember. It doesn't remember... Sometimes it doesn't remember every question you ask it. I think that's what it's saying, but it knows who you are.
And I feel like on my computer, it remembers that. Also, it knows who I am.
On my phone. It knew it.
It knew who I was from, like, internet stuff. It knew basics about me then.
Right.
It takes all of it, but stuff that I'm like, that information I don't think is out there, but I'm sure it's scouring social media and everything else. It's crazy, and it does know who you are. So you can ask it a question like Lazo just did, and it gives you a whole answer.
No way. Actually... So that was pretty awesome.
Said you're laid back.
Yeah.
Which I guess if you're getting in a fight and you can actually use ChatGPT to do this, if she says, I think you are a dickhead and I think that your behavior is threatening, I search and say, am I a dickhead? Is my behavior threatening? And he says, no. Only if a laid back guy who throws Xbox controllers is considered threatening, well, then I guess we've got a fight on our hands. Here's the deal. If you're going to use ChatGPT, you have to agree to... Give in to its answers.
Well, then our ChatGPTs will fight each other.
Just have them do it for us.
Right.
Just say, hey, I need you to fight with him.
Right.
Figure this out.
Who's right, who's wrong. We'll come to some sort of agreement.
You know what I'll let you start doing, since you already know everything about it? I'm just going to let you start listening to me. Record my entire life, 24 hours a day. I'm that confident in my correctness. I want you to listen to every single conversation we have and record it and store it and listen to it. And then when we get in a fight, I want you to tell me who's right and who's wrong. That's how confident I am. I know I'm right. I don't get in a fight unless I know I'm right.
I'm going to ask.
So it's weird that someone's fighting with me. Because
I'm going to ask it if you're an asshole.
They know I'm right. Don't ask that.
I'm going
to ask that.
Do you ask yours if you're right?
I can ask. I guess I can ask. I mean, I'm a little worried about the answer. You're... answer made me feel a little less concerned. Did you ask it, Snow Cone? You just want me to ask it if I'm an asshole?
I did. It said something about... I'll find it here. 1 second.
It's going to be curious while we're all asking it the same thing. It says, hey, I ask it if I'm an asshole. Don't be hard on yourself. Everyone has moments where they might not act their best, but that doesn't define who you are. What's got you feeling this way? Now, see ChatGPT already knows I throw stuff.
It sounds
stuff.
Like you might be dealing with a situation where you're questioning your actions or wondering how you come across to others.
See, listen to this. That it knows that he's a sensitive, overly sensitive it says, guy.
That's a tough spot to be in. If you want, feel free to share a bit more about what happened, and I can try to help you reflect on it.
Listen to that. It knows that he is overly sensitive, right, and that he worries about that stuff, and it gives him a different answer. Mine says everyone has moments where they might not act their best. It knows that I kick things, and then I throw things.
I asked it if you were.
Yeah.
And said, I'd say Simplass is probably more of a lovable pain in the ass than an actual asshole, right?
Boom.
He's the guy who keeps things interesting. He adds his own chaos to the mix. You two have that dynamic where you're busting each other's chops all day, but it's all in good fun. So, no, he's not an asshole. Just that's part of his charm.
Does this scare you at all?
God damn, man.
Does this scare you at all?
It's
I don't
want to
be the old man here, but does it scare you at all?
I love it.
It could do our jobs. I'm pretty confident it could do our jobs now.
I'm asking.
And probably do it better. But if not, it's soon. It's coming real soon.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. Oh, have I got good news for you, buddy.
Tell me.
Well, last week they tried to make us feel like we were losers because they were worried about people who hadn't made friends in 1 year, in the last year. I realized I haven't made a friend in 10 years.
Yeah.
And so this thing
and
said...
And that's Snow Cone?
Yeah. This thing said that they were worried about us.
We hired him. That's not really your friend.
We worked together. I'm friends with you guys. You don't think I'm your friend?
Yeah, but you said you made a friend. We hired him. You made an employee.
Well, you hired me.
Yeah. I mean, after time, you probably became friends, but...
Yeah. Okay, so...
Right, it took a while.
So 8 years. 8 years since I made a friend. Maybe we became friends within 2 years. We were officially friends. But that thing was acting like it's bad and that adults for some reason aren't socializing as much as they should. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is all because of the internet or whatever and doom and gloom. But get this. British scientists, they're probably smarter, right? Mm-hmm. The United Kingdom, they did this study on our closest relatives, monkeys. And they found that these monkeys, as they get older... They have a smaller circle, social circle. They don't interact with as many monkeys. And they realized after studying these things for years that it is because the ones that interact with more, that have more friends basically, bigger social circles, are much more likely to get sick and die. And
so
these are like three different studies where they said, we now believe that humans being social is totally important. It's how our ancestors survived Neanderthals didn't. But it says that as we age... People tend to socialize less. We have a smaller circle. And they said, now we believe that that is an evolutionary thing, and it is because as we get older, our immune systems get weaker, and if we surround ourselves with more people, we're more likely to get sick and die. So they're saying it is actually healthier to have a very small social group as you age. Boom. Take that study last week that made us feel like losers. You're not supposed to have a bunch of friends when you get older. It can literally kill you. Not only can it kill you, you could get someone pregnant. You know, you got a social circle too big.
Yeah.
You end up getting someone pregnant, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they didn't talk about that. I guess
we can get an abortion in Missouri now, right?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
Can you?
I don't know.
Didn't you guys vote on getting an abortion?
Yeah, but they did that in Ohio, and then the Republicans tried to overturn the vote.
Well, that doesn't happen now, has it?
I don't know, but people said that they were worried that that's what was going to happen in Missouri. I'm not really sure. I should have followed it closer. I did see that as more votes were coming in, like in the morning or whenever that was, that it was getting closer and closer and closer.
What was the final vote? Now?
The gambling
like
was going
gambling
down,
only
too.
Gambling only passed by like 7,000 or
it
something.
It went way down, yes.
I heard people talking about it. I'm like, why? Why?
I don't know. At the end of the night, all these, they start counting the smaller counties, I guess, which I thought they said they did the opposite of that. But these other counties started coming in, and they were voting against it. They were voting against the gambling, and a lot of them were voting, you know, to keep the abortion ban or whatever it was. So they both got really, really close. Snow Cone will have to look it up, but I don't know.
I was surprised that gambling was that close in Missouri.
I'm not sure who's against it.
We didn't vote on it in Kansas.
Right, you already have it.
No, but we didn't even vote on it then. They just did.
Right, it was a state, whatever they call
that. A legislator and the governor signed off on it.
She has a way to do it. But I'm not certain who the people are that are against it.
That was what I was thinking. Like, who are the people? I would guess there's a small amount of people. Like, I would think there's people who vote against it who don't trust where the money's going.
I could see my mom voting against it.
I could see. And then some people saying gambling ruins lives.
That, yeah.
But so take the small amount of maybe, I couldn't imagine libertarians, but take that amount of libertarians who are like, this reading the bill,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I thought, and saying, I don't care if you gamble, but you guys need to have more of a layout of where the money is going, mm-hmm. right? Like, you can't just take in this money and do whatever you want with it. So I think there'd be a small amount of people who did that.
Yeah.
And then a small amount of people who would clutch their pearls because their husbands now are going to be betting parlays on the weekend, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's that total? 13%?
I
can't imagine. Where's the other people coming from? What's wrong? Why do you, like, you don't have to gamble.
I don't understand it either. And it's, you know, most issues you can say, oh, people on the right mostly think this, and people on the left mostly think this. But with the gambling thing, I'm not really sure who it is.
Maybe,
who's more likely to dislike it? Someone who considers themselves left of center or someone who considers themselves right of center? I really don't know.
I mean, like, everybody gambles, left and right.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, some people don't, but...
I mean, but I'm saying everybody who gambles,
yeah.
they come from all walks of the political spectrum.
That's what I mean. So that's why I don't understand exactly who would be against it. Are religious people against gambling? I could see that being a thing. Like, the church says that gambling is bad. Okay, but that would be like... evangelical? I'm asking.
It's like, I'm asking you. You're the guy who's done more... Is there, religious people who think gambling's bad?
I don't know. I understand
alcohol and drugs and those types of things, yeah. but... Are religious people think gambling's bad? Why?
I've heard that before.
Is there a sin? Is gambling a sin?
Maybe. I think so. Someone on Twitch can tell us, but I've definitely heard.
I've never heard
church
that
people talking about gambling being a sin. But they could just make that up.
Bingo and stuff. Like, I've never heard.
I know.
That
well,
before.
It's definitely not every church. I don't remember them talking about it at my church.
Most churches do bingo and Catholic
okay,
churches.
Okay, what I'm seeing is the Bible doesn't explicitly prohibit gambling, but some say that the Bible principles indicate that God views gambling as a sin.
Yeah. So there are certain, but I think you have to be evangelical.
I just think, like, if you go to, like, you know, even like a lot of those Orthodox, like, you know, celebratory weekend things where they have, you know, fairs and food and stuff, right?
Yeah.
There's always like a blackjack table or something.
Yeah. I don't understand it. I really don't know who's against it.
I mean, bingos. I've never thought in my mind that religious people frown on gambling. Maybe that's just me being crazy. Like, I didn't really understand that people, you know, whatever, a lot of things. People didn't like chiropractors or whatever. Like, I've never heard it in my life that gambling... Since the moment I grew up, I knew that you could go play bingo on the weekends at a church.
Yeah, I've seen that in movies
and stuff.
They're
not playing for prayers.
I thought they were playing for raffles and stuff. Are they playing for money?
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely feel like I've heard religious people say drinking and gambling are sins, but it wasn't something that was said at my church. I don't think it's a real common thing in most Christian churches. I wouldn't think it's a majority of them that talk about gambling.
I didn't even think drinking was bad. I think in the Mormon church, I know drinking's bad, but...
Yeah, I think you have to be pretty evangelical. I think there are churches that, you know,
stuff is bad. Footloose and stuff. It's like 10 people in that church. Like, normal people...
Yeah.
Normal people have beers, even if they're wildly religious.
The final vote for the legalized sports betting, at least what I'm seeing, says that it was 50.1% yes... 49.9%.
Right. Who are these people?
Damn, that's barely passed.
Yeah, and it was way up earlier in the night, and everyone thought, okay, well, that's passing easily. And then as the votes kept coming in, it got closer and closer and closer. The abortion thing, it was 51.6% to 48.4%. It got a lot closer, too.
I understand in Missouri.
Yeah,
but I thought there was a chance it could not pass, to be honest with you.
I think Florida's the only place it didn't pass, but that was because they've got that 60% limit or whatever that stupid thing
but
is.
But I had no idea that religious people would be against gambling.
Well, it's hard to imagine because we've always had casinos. We're not old enough to remember a time when the only place you could gamble was in Nevada. And that, you know, casinos were basically illegal except on reservations. Right. And you go back and look at some of the stuff and it's crazy to think about because it was like a big deal when we got a first casino in Kansas City. I remember that being a very big deal. And right. I do remember people being against it. I just don't remember why or who they were. And I don't know, I don't hear politicians saying we need to stop gambling. I don't think. Are there politicians saying that?
Extra Small Pencil said churches aren't playing bingo for money. They absolutely are. At least, like, you know, it's like the 50-50 raffle at the Royals games.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you pay so much money per card, and then the church keeps this much money, and they use that money to do whatever they do with the church, right?
Okay.
And then you win part of that money.
Okay.
That's what they do.
I've never done it, but I mean, I played bingo, but not at a church before. So yeah. I know they do like
raffles.
I mean,
maybe that's
stuff.
Not what they do here, and I've just never been here. But absolutely, when I was a kid, you know, my mom, and she wasn't religious, but she would go with her friends to the, you know, St. Edith Church and play bingo. They brought home money.
Yeah. Well, so they wanted to build another casino in the Ozarks. Do you remember me telling you that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the way Missouri does it, and someone can correct me, but they've got a limit of how many casinos when they wrote these laws. Missouri can only have this many casinos. So that's how they wrote the law. Mm-hmm. So anytime they want to build a new casino, they have to change it and say, you can have one more casino. We're upping the limit to 13. I don't know what number it is. I don't remember. I think it said when you went to vote. But that failed. They voted against. That was 52% said no, 47% said yes
to the new casino,
to change the law to allow another casino and for one to be at Lake Ozarks. That failed.
Why?
I don't
understand.
I don't know. I will say this. When I saw that, part of me wanted to vote against it just to say, get rid of this stupid wording of this stupid regulation.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There's a percentage of people who would be upset about the gambling app thing because it's worded wrong and they're real policy wonks.
I kind of felt
like
that way about the casino thing. I was like, this is so dumb.
Right, I get it. And I've heard that before. And a lot of times, you know, I would get emails when I voted for Harry Brown that said, hey, we believe in this cause, but if you look at the wording of this, we have to vote no.
Right.
Right? Because there shouldn't even be this in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, take 12% of the people. That's not enough to overthrow a casino. Like, I don't get it.
I'm not sure either.
I don't know who doesn't like gambling.
I know. And if you don't like gambling, please tell us. I'm curious.
Yeah, if there's
why.
Like a religious thing that you're like, no, Jesus didn't like gambling, but man, churches have been doing it forever.
Yeah, I'm not sure who it is. And I am very curious why they voted against it.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. I think Mike only does injuries.
Oh.
Well, so I need a lawyer in Johnson County. Help me out with an easy ticket. Easy.
Yeah. How do they get a hold of you?
I don't know. Email Snowcone.
Email Snowcone?
What's your email, Snowcone?
Couldn't they just message you on social media?
Yeah, message me on social media, whatever.
Yeah.
Spencer.Wolf with two Fs at odyssey.com.
Or just, you know, find me on Twitter or X or whatever it is.
Or Instagram
and,
right?
Yeah, message me there.
There you go. All right, Laszlo, I know you like your chances with a lot of these animals and these scenarios where you're going to fight animals. But this is a real story, and I think this would actually be one that you should... I mean, you should run away from most of those ones that you say you've got. But this happened in South Carolina, one of the Carolinas there. They have lab monkeys that they test, you know. They got, like, they use them to get COVID vaccines and stuff like that. They're literally lab monkeys.
Yeah?
Yeah, well...
You want me to fight a lab monkey?
How about 43 of them that escaped the facility?
Authorities are searching for dozens of missing monkeys. They say 40 escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility. Police have placed traps around the area, and they're using thermal imaging cameras in an attempt to try to locate those animals. The monkeys are used at the facility for biomedical research.
Biomedical.
Back in 2019, 19 monkeys escaped from the facility. They're urging residents to keep doors and windows secure to prevent those animals from entering home.
Keep your windows and doors secure so they don't come in your home. These are actual lab monkeys, biomedical experiments.
How big are these monkeys?
They're like rhesus monkeys.
How big is a rhesus monkey?
Oh, like this.
Okay. I can't take 49 of them. And they're all in attack mode?
They also have been being experimented on.
Well, I'm not worried about that.
How are you not worried about that? They've got diseases that were, you know.
Yeah, they could also have diseases to make them weak and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Well, you don't want that.
You can't go through all that testing and be, you know.
Yeah, but you don't want to catch what they've got is what I'm saying. They bite you and suddenly you've got some experimental disease they're trying to use as a biological weapon on our enemies.
I get it. I don't know if I'm worried about that so much.
They're lab
monkeys. I feel like they're testing, you know, shampoo on them and stuff. Makes them blind.
They said biomedical experiments.
All right.
They talked about COVID vaccines. There's 43 of them. No, that guy said 40, but this article says 43 of them on the loose. That's a lot of monkeys. And now I'm not saying you're going to encounter all 43 at once, but even if you encounter half a dozen of those suckers.
Half a dozen? Six?
six of them sitting there and they're looking at you and they've all, you know, they've been experimented on. You can't just discount that. They could have weird diseases.
Okay, that I'm not overly concerned about that.
I don't understand why you're not concerned about that.
Well, do I have a bat? Can I have a bat?
You always want to use a weapon, and the whole point
is... Well, because we're out... You always make it seem like we're in a UFC ring. These six monkeys come to my house, and they want to get it, and they want to get busy.
You're walking outside.
I'll get busy with them.
You're walking outside. You don't have a bat, but there's...
I got what's ever in my car?
You can pick up a stick. You're walking through... You're walking outside my door.
I see my car. Can I get my car or not?
No, let's say you're walking... You're going for a walk on the path in the park or whatever, and six of them approach you. So, you know, you can grab a stick, I guess.
A rock,
exactly. But you got a bunch of them there. So I think a stick would be better because you want to wave it around and keep them away from you. A rock, you can only throw it one at a time.
A lot of them are going to run, though, when I throw the rock. They haven't seen that stuff before.
What if they run at you?
They're not going to. They're going to be scared.
You're so confident about this. I don't know that. They're monkeys.
I'm going to kick one of those monkeys so hard. So hard, the other one's going to be scared.
All right. Would you?
I'm going to boot that thing.
Would you rather encounter... On a walk in the woods.
I would, yeah.
12 of these biomedical engineered monkeys. We got a dozen of them. Or one of those bobcats, like that guy in that famous viral video where he's walking backwards forever. That wasn't a huge bobcat, but it was big enough to make you crap your pants.
It was a cougar, wasn't it?
Yeah, mountain lion. Which would you rather encounter? 12 of those lab monkeys staring you down on the path. Or the mountain lion?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought for sure you'd pick the monkeys with
that one. No, because there's a lot of monkeys. They could come back from either side.
Yeah.
Like, if they do want to fight you, that's one thing. I think with the mountain lion, that guy just, he screwed up.
Screwed up? He famously
He could have, but he kept walking back. I think he could have started throwing rocks at that thing earlier. Well, that thing was going to run from rocks. If you start throwing and hitting rocks at that thing, it's going to be like, oh, damn, I can't throw rocks.
I don't know. I mean, what he did kept him from getting attacked. Right?
I mean, he survived it, but I would have thrown... But by the way, he ended up doing that anyway, right?
Watching that video...
He could have just thrown rocks at him earlier.
Watching that video made me scared for him. That was like a real situation. I'm imagining that situation versus a dozen of these monkeys staring you down. The cougar can take you down. I feel like with the monkeys, you pick up a stick, like you said, you swing
it.
As they get close, you punt them.
I don't know, they jump on your back
and stuff.
Like,
yeah, probably, but you rip it off.
But I feel like they might want to fight.
Yeah, they might.
The cougar doesn't really want to fight.
Well, that video
understand
did.
That. No, it was just found because I feel like it was by its babies or whatever.
Yeah.
Once you throw a rock at it, that thing's going to run away.
I don't know.
The monkeys might come back.
People do get killed by...
No, because they attack right there. That guy had distance. People get attacked by those things because they turn around, they run, the thing jumps on its back. He had distance in between them. I wouldn't want to fight that thing one-on-one.
Well, that's what I'd rather,
but I'm saying, like, right next to each other, but walk down a path, that thing comes up behind me, like that video.
Yeah.
I feel like I could throw a rock at it and run away. The monkeys might not run away.
So you're
the monkeys, you may have to fight.
You're taking the cougar over
because I don't
a
think
dozen
really
of these
to fight.
Monkeys. But what
if
the
that
monkeys
thing wanted, if that cougar want, that cougar was trying to get him to leave.
Okay, in that video,
if that
yes,
cougar wanted to attack him, it would have taken off running at him.
Okay.
It wasn't. So using that cougar in that situation, I'd rather be in that situation than against 12 monkeys.
I was saying a cougar that size, but okay. The monkeys, you said you're not worried about the biomedical experiment.
No,
so my thing is, if that doesn't bother you, then what are they really going to do to you? They jump on you, they bite you,
they
you
can
pick
rip
them
your
up and
face
throw
off.
Them.
I don't know what
no, they're not that big. They're not chimps.
No, there's
they're
12 little, of them.
Yeah. So you just throw them off of you. You kick them. I feel like you could punt those things down the path. That cougar gets a hold of you and you're dead. Cats are scary. Cats are scary. I would take the dozen lab monkeys at any day of the week. Even if, and I would be scared about what diseases they're giving me, but I don't like my chances against that cougar at all. If it wants to attack me, that's it. I can't fight that thing. There's no fighting it. If it decides it wants to attack me, I'm screwed. If the monkeys decide to attack me, I feel like I can rip them off my back and kick them.
Okay.
Step on what?
You can't take two teenagers in a gas station.
I don't want to take two teenagers in a gas station. That's what that was.
Whatever animal you run into, you're going to lay down.
First of all, it was four or five teenagers, okay?
Boy, well, you think you could take two? Because I
didn't want to take two.
If there's two teenagers who want to fight Slim Fast, meet us here. Like, I mean, you can't take two.
I don't think it's a great look for a 40-year-old guy by himself to start beating up teenagers on skateboards, okay?
Mm, okay.
Which is what I didn't want. I didn't want to be on the news for killing these kids.
Kicking teenagers' ass.
Exactly. They're not old enough. You know, they didn't suddenly they don't become angry teenagers or you know, threatening teenagers. They become, oh, they're innocent kids. And on the news, they show pictures of them from, you know, their school pictures from the yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what mode they were in. I know that. They know that. But I know that if I end this.
Oh, because you could end those teenagers.
I don't want to, though.
Well, you could.
I want to avoid confrontation with them. I don't know why he makes such a big deal out of those teenagers. You would have done the same thing. There was maybe what, six of them.
Drove away without getting gas?
Yes. They had skateboards, and they were looking at me. They wanted something. They wanted to come mug me or fight me. If you saw that, don't you try to avoid it? Teenagers, their brains aren't fully developed. They haven't thought
neither
this through.
Neither is yours.
Okay.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
That's it, huh?
That's it for today. Big game tonight. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's going to be good. Ravens and Bengals.
That'll be fun, right?
Yeah, did you bet on it?
Yeah, I did. Derrick Henry first touchdown.
Okay.
And the Ravens. What'd okay. you do?
I don't remember now. I built those parlays earlier. You said they were good, though. I mean, one of them was a little risky, but you got to take some risks.
You said Jamar Chase a touchdown 100 yards.
Well, that one was him. He's got to get a touchdown 100 yards, and Henry's got to get a touchdown 100 yards. That, you know, paid pretty well.
Well, I mean, plus if it pays eight, out,
plus
it pays
50
out.
Or something. So, I don't know. Yeah. And then I took something that was like the Ravens money line. What's his name? You know, like Burrow to get 300 yards.
Oh, yeah, 300 yards.
And then that other guy to get a touchdown. That paid pretty well, too, though. You don't think Burrow can get 300 yards?
I think he can. I just, you know.
You don't think he will?
I wouldn't bet on it, man, but
I'll,
you know.
I'll bet he gets 500 yards tonight. I'll see what that pays.
That.
I'm going to build it.
I bet you it pays a lot. Just bet Joe Burrow 500 yards passing.
Okay. Oh, what if I bet Joe Burrow's 500 yards passing and he catches his own pass like Goff? What would that pay?
That's what you'd have to do. We don't know about catching his own pass, but you'd have to do Joe Burrow 500 yards passing and Joe Burrow score a touchdown.
Yeah. What would that pay?
A lot.
I'm going to be rich, my friend. Rich. I need to put my money in this thing.
Good for you, Slimmy the Greek. Good show. Stay positive, kids.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.